All right, episode 70, we're back. And we're back with Mr. C.
Mr. C.
How's it going, bro?
It's good.
Dude, you are super fast on the button. Because for those that don't know, I normally count down 3, 2, 1 before we hit recording, right?
Right.
And we've got our opening song, and I go 3, 2, 1, and then Rob generally taps the music button, right? But it's 3, 2, 1, boop, you're on it. I mean, it's like immediate.
Yeah, well, so, I want it to...
It's like that phone call.
I want it to line up with the audio file when I go into...
Well done.
That
well
way
done.
I don't have to trim too much.
Yeah, it's like calling you on the phone and it doesn't ring and someone's just there.
They're,
you know,
on
they're
it.
Like, hello? Yeah. You know, it's like, dude, it didn't even ring. Like, were you holding the phone?
Well, sometimes I get the weird thing in the iPhone where it just doesn't ring. You just hear a long pause and then someone pick up.
Yeah, let's not even get started on it. I mean, I've got all sorts of problems. I'm half the time my phone just decides to go on do not disturb these days. You know what I mean? It's like focus, do not, I don't even know what half the, I sound like an old person who's technologically challenged, but it's like, oh, my tech, it just decides to turn itself on to like chill mode. It's pretty funny.
That sounds kind of nice, actually.
It is rather nice.
I'm having the issue now with the iPhone where mine's like, I don't know what it is, an 11, something like that.
Yeah.
They're phasing it out. The battery dying all the time.
Yeah. Planned obsolescence, my friend.
Exactly.
Yeah, so. Absolutely. All right. Well, anyway, no one tuned in to listen to us grumble about our iPhones.
Yeah.
What are we on? We're on episode 70, which is exciting. Mm-hmm. The big 7-0. All right. I thought for today, so it's two designers here, and you do a lot of our motion graphics and a lot of our, videos and whatnot, right? Thought it could be cool to chat about title sequences.
Yeah.
Like our favorite title sequences, movies, television shows, on-screen motion type. I know the two of us have had many conversations over the years about how a lot of on-screen type isn't actually done by type designers, and it drives us crazy because apostrophes aren't right, the kerning's not right. It's like, oh, just somebody typed it into After Effects. You know, and it's like, oh, my God, like we need a designer to design these things, right? So when you see a kick-ass movie or TV show that's got a rocking opening sequence or something, you know, especially typographically, it just feels so good.
It does. Know? The ones that I think stand out now more than they used to are the TV intros, right? Like, I don't know whether it's the Sopranos who really started the popularity of the intro.
Yeah.
Theirs wasn't very complicated, but Game of Thrones, I believe it was Elastic TV firm up in New York who did that, and they've done several others.
Yeah, I mean, that's like the most complicated CG.
Yeah. I mean, 3D rendered.
Yeah.
I don't even know what they did it in, Cinema 4D or something.
No
and then
clue.
Brought in type on top of it, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. But the type in that is, I would say, pretty simple.
The type is simple, which is fine.
It's really more about the vision. I mean, we've got three elements here for the most part. You've got, you know, whatever the on-screen type is.
Right.
You know, we've got, you know, whatever the visuals are.
And the music.
And the music, right? You stole my thunder.
Right.
Thanks, brother. and to me, the music is just as important as everything else. For example, we were actually just talking about Twin Peaks earlier in the office today. Uh-huh. And I think about that Angelo Badalamenti, for anybody who knows Twin Peaks.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that's some boring title sequence. It's that weird outline, inline type with the brown and the, you know, it's a lot of
intentionally cheesy.
Yeah. But man, that music is creepy. And the minute it hits, you're like, ooh, David Lynch, things are happening. You know what I mean? Like, it's got a vibe to it, right? So, but it's really just shots of the Pacific Northwest, the logging. It's not a very interesting or dynamic thing to look at, but it's the music that really, really hits home on that one, right? So. But anyway, I made a couple notes of a couple things. I actually did show prep for this.
I did. I made a couple notes as well.
Yeah.
Just a few.
Who wants to go first on this one?
You go ahead and go first.
All right. I'm gonna start at old school and say no movie-esque typographic experience would be complete without having Saul Bass on this list.
Right? Saul Bass. Okay.
So I'm gonna go way old school and say Saul Bass, Anatomy of a Murder. Right.
Uh-huh.
Are you familiar with the movie poster by chance?
I'm not.
Okay. Well, it's just very simple shapes. It's all flat color, very simple shapes of basically a dead body. It's like the body, the legs, the arms, the head. Like there's, you know, and it's just very, very simple. And Saul Bass did a tremendous amount of movie posters and all sorts of really fun typographic expressions. Mm-hmm. And it's quirky, weird type. It's, you know, because it's an older movie, I think it's from the 50s, to be quite honest.
Mm-hmm.
It's simple. You know, there's not a lot of, you know, it's the opposite of Game of Thrones, where it's like, oh my God, it's all
super
complex. Yeah. So I'm going to go old school Saul Bass, Anatomy of a Murder. For those that aren't sure what that means, definitely do yourself a favor. Look up Saul Bass and look up that opening sequence. It's good stuff.
I'll have to check it out.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And the movie poster.
When did
cool
the
too.
Movie come out?
I don't know off the top of my head. I'll have to Google it on my phone. Okay. But it's I want to say it's from the 50s. Here's what we'll do. I'll take a quick peek on the old interwebs while okay. you hit us with your next one. How about that?
Okay. The intro that I always think about, because it was kind of one that made me want to do design, or I should say animated design, motion graphics,
okay.
is the intro to Mad Men.
Mm, interesting.
It's all super illustrative, and it's got all of the like 60s characteristics, yeah. but it's very flat. But it has like this whole narrative and character animation with a faceless character that, you know, is I guess implied to be Don Draper.
Yeah, it's the silhouettes basically,
yeah.
right? Yeah.
And then they bring in a lot of different elements, whether it's like, I think it's like playing cards and all kinds of stuff, the whiskey. And it's one that I don't remember as much about the type, but I remember it being a really, really cool animation. And I used to think, well, that must have taken a team of people to do that. But
yeah.
Now I'm started to think that one person probably was capable of doing that. But it was a really well done, animation without having any kind of video or there weren't too many tricks in it. It was just very well done,
it was very
flat
simple.
Animation.
Yeah, it was very simple. I'm going to call that simple motion graphics.
Yeah.
But I think that really that felt very reminiscent of the era that Mad Men started
yeah,
in,
yeah.
and I think that's a good one.
Felt like the magazine illustrations that you used to see in the early 60s kind of thing. So I think it totally worked with
yeah.
the vibe of the show, and it had an interesting kind of fun little score to it, too.
Yeah, totally. All right, Anatomy of a Murder, 1959. So I did say 50s, and I'm barely correct if we talk about 1959.
You're correct.
I mean, it's black and white. Yeah. You know, the movie poster is cool. It's very flat color. It's very Rothko kind of right. without the gradation. You
love
know,
Rothko.
So. Yeah. Well, I'm going to keep the old school animation thing going, and I'm going to say, as a child growing up with Looney Tunes and all sorts of fun stuff, I always loved the original Pink Panther movie opening title credits. And I know you don't know what it is, and you're looking at me like crazy, you know, but it's that's from the 60s. That's from the early 60s. I want to say 63. But it's really the opening sequence is call it a cartoon that doesn't tie into the movie at all. You know what I mean? But it's got great 1960s flat color. It's got great 1960s type.
Right.
You know, and it's got the Panther kind of jumping around and doing weird things. You know,
is that an animated movie?
No.
Is Peter Sellers in that? Is that who that was?
Now you're going to make me look that up again. Oh my gosh.
Oh, I'll edit all of this out. maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. I was thinking of, Dr. Strangelove, that actor.
Well, it's the detective situation, right?
Yeah. Maybe I'm wrong. I thought it was Peter Sellers. Never seen it.
The original. Well, they redid it in like the early 2000s. Yeah. I feel like
they redid it with. I'm probably wrong about all of this.
Here, let me hit the cast for. No, I don't know that you're wrong. It is Peter Sellers.
It is Peter Sellers.
Peter Sellers as Inspector Clouseau. You know,
very nice.
Good call. Good call. Well, again, I'm going to say the same thing then. Do yourself a favor and look up the original 19. It's funny. It's
my parents are big fans of
the Pink Panther.
So I've heard, you know, I think it's been on before. I've never given it a watch as an adult.
Yeah. I mean, it's a weird disconnect of here is literally a Pink Panther, like an actual cat, you know what I mean? Doing all these different things and even maybe smoking a cigarette. Weird things are happening, right? And then you cut into, Inspector Clouseau, like it makes no sense, you know? But great music too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as soon as you say Pink Panther, you hear in your, you know, it's kind of a weird disconnect, but I always thought that was a really good, opening one.
Yeah.
So, all right. That's enough of the old ones. I've got
one
some
that's
modern
not
examples.
Too old.
Okay. Hit me.
It's as old as I am.
Okay.
1990.
Oh my God.
Martin Scorsese.
Okay.
Goodfellas, the intro to Goodfellas,
okay.
The type comes in really fast across the screen.
Yeah.
And then the name pops up. And then it will outro the name the same way.
Yeah.
And it gives you the sound effect of speeding cars at the same time.
Okay.
And it comes in right after he says the line, "Ever since I was a kid, I always wanted to be a gangster."
Yeah.
And he shuts the hood of the car, I believe. I might be wrong as to when
exactly
the intro
what.
Starts,
okay.
but... There's a car involved. Either it's where they're driving with the guy in the back, or it goes back to the very beginning where he's parking Cadillacs or something.
Yeah.
But yeah, the intro comes in. I love the way that the the main actors or the stars' names come in.
Yeah, the zoom really in, cool. zoom yeah. out, you know. Kind of reminds me a little bit of Superman, the original 1970.
Did they do that?
But it is so ungodly boring. Well, yeah. it's the sound effect with the name coming in, zoom, zoom, you know, like.
Yeah.
But I mean, dude, the opening sequence goes, and it has a fantastic score.
Right.
But man, that opening, it's like 4 minutes long.
Oh, that's just how eternity, so many movies used to be, right?
Eternity, yeah. just sitting there watching like space, sky, and name after name yeah. after name after name. And it's like, hey, I not that I don't appreciate all the people it takes to make this movie, but right. like, dear Lord, like get on with it, everybody.
Yeah. Well, when know? Did they start so. backloading all the credits?
I don't know the answer to that.
Because I rewatched Some Like It Hot, the Marilyn Monroe, Jack Lemmon, yeah. Tony Curtis movie. And yeah, it was the same thing. It was like this long intro yeah. with like these ornate cards yeah. with people's names on it.
Yeah, you know? It goes on forever.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a Wonderful Life is like that too.
Well, I think there was a slow progression into, you know, overlapping, right? In terms of like the action gets going, dialogue's happening, things are happening, and mm-hmm. then names are just flashing down in the corner. You right, know what I mean? Right. Especially for TV, you know?
Yeah.
Or we started watching Silo, obviously here in the uh-huh. office, and we talk about Silo, that new Apple TV show, right? And man, you might be 10 minutes into the actual
and
show.
They're still flashing.
Before they get to that title sequence where the, you know
oh,
what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Well, like, that's becoming more and more common.
Yeah. I think that's a streaming thing. I think mm-hmm. that's a like, hey, if we don't get you in the first 10 minutes,
right.
we're going to lose you forever, right? So it's like, just get right to it, get it going,
yeah.
get the meat hooks in you, get you watching something. And then, okay, here's the fun cinematic sort of title sequence, opening right. credits, whatever the case. You know
that
what
one's
mean?
Really impressive. And
yeah, I do
it
like
always
that
surprises
one.
Me now that on the very first episode,
mm-hmm.
they give you the option to skip the intro.
Yeah, that I don't.
It kind of bugs me as someone who
that.
Does motion graphics. I'm yeah. like, man, some of these, the company spent sometimes yeah. like multiple millions of dollars
totally.
Like they did for House of the Dragon.
Yeah.
Right. And yeah, very first episode, you know, you want to skip this?
Yeah. Yeah, it's that seems crazy to me, especially shows that tinker with it every single episode.
Yeah,
there
yeah.
are some shows
or season
where,
to season, you know, or, you know.
Yeah, you think about The Simpsons, like Bart's writing something different on the board every single mm-hmm. episode, right? Well, you don't want to skip that, you know.
Oh, the one in Game of Thrones when, and at this point, it's been out long enough, so I'm gonna,
yeah.
this is going to be a spoiler for some people. When Winterfell is burnt down,
yes,
right?
Yeah.
The next episode in the intro, when it shows Winterfell, it shows
yeah,
it burnt
it's
down.
Burned down. Yeah,
there's then, like little details.
But also near the end, when you're up by the wall, you know what I mean, mm-hmm. and when the dragon melts the hole in the wall, you know,
right.
things have changed
it's,
up there too.
Exactly. Yeah.
yeah.
Exactly. They were they're very detail oriented with
yes,
that intro.
Yes. Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
I appreciated it. I never skipped that one.
I never skipped that one either.
It kind of set a tone.
Yeah, it's part of the jam.
I felt the same way about the Succession intro, not because of type or video, just the music.
So you never skipped it?
No.
I'm going to admit that I skipped it.
Oh, it's
now,
really...
Now, final episode, I didn't skip it.
Yeah.
You know, because I was like, hey, we're in for the, you know, this yeah. is it, right? All right, back to title credits. I will say probably the most famous for me and one that even came up when I was in school and things like that, right, and studying and whatnot, is the movie Seven. Seven, I think, did a really interesting job of using typography, images, and sort of mixing the culture, right? So Seven, the Brad Pitt, Morgan Freeman horror movie. It's funny, I was just talking
Gwyneth
to Rob.
Paltrow.
We're just talking to Rob about how I'm not a horror guy, and maybe this might be the movie that had me jump off. What's in the box, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But the opening sequence is super creepy, you know, mm-hmm. and it wasn't, it's kind of the beginning of the grungy, scratchy type, you know what I mean? And not
right.
so perfect,
yeah.
right? Kind of the Island of Dr. Moreau kind of title sequence, you know what I mean? That's scritchy, scratchy, right.
right?
But what was really interesting about that was the end credits, they ran everything backwards. So instead of coming, you know, from bottom up, right, it was literally the whole credit scene was backwards and went from top down. And that was really well done. It's a lot of hand-taped things and all sorts of sort of, it really like... It wasn't like, oh, here's fade to black and here's the credits for the movie.
Right.
It's like that was an integral part of the design and the narrative of the movie as well. So it's pretty awesome.
That was a David Fincher movie?
I couldn't tell you. I'm not a horror guy, so. You keep
asking, I want to say the
Kyler,
Fight
you keep
Club,
asking me
the
questions.
The Fight Club intro was really cool too.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Then that, yeah, the type in that was great.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely great.
Yeah. And the way they use the soap bars
yeah.
with the type, I thought
absolutely.
Was interesting.
That's, well, that's an interesting movie, you know?
Yeah.
I saw that one in the theater, actually, Fight Club.
You did?
Yeah.
Nice.
Because yeah.
I feel like that became more of like a cult classic.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I'd agree with that.
I don't remember I was younger when it came out. Yeah. I was maybe 10 or so, but
yeah.
I don't remember it being some big mega hit right when it came out. But when I was a teenager, it was like, you got to watch Fight Club.
Yeah.
And then it was like every 16-year-old boy's favorite movie.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. For sure. That was a crazy movie. So you have any more? I got one last one I jotted
I've
down.
I've got one last one, and I have mentioned this movie on the podcast before. But the Happy Film, Stefan Sagmeister movie, it is like truly a masterclass of fun type on credits.
Awesome.
They go up and then they hit the top of the page like water, and then they just start to fill up the page.
That's amazing.
And then the next sequence, they'll go up and turn to it at a right angle off the screen.
Yeah.
And then on others, there's like little pictures to the side, and when they hit it, they'll like break apart.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. And then the intro, when they do the intro credits, and I think he said something about, I have no idea how to start a movie, but as a graphic designer, I know it's going to start with the credit sequence, or the title sequence.
Yeah.
So he had like all these different titles, or he writes out the Happy Film in all these different ways, like physically, like he was in Bali and he used bananas.
Nice.
And he had the monkeys come and take the bananas, and they just reversed it. So it looks so like they're monkeys. Building.
Yeah,
the,
yeah, yeah.
You know, I think there was one where he had like a dog lick the type off of a glass thing.
That's amazing.
And reversed it. It's pretty fun.
He's always done a lot of three-dimensional typography that decomposes or is altered by the actual environment, which I've always appreciated that.
I think he had some like actual dancers creating some kind of type, like human type.
That's cool.
It was really, really cool.
That's super cool.
Guy has endless creativity. And that's one of the instances where the film director is a graphic designer.
Yeah.
So you get like a full
graphic design experience.
Yeah.
That's cool. All right, my last one is super modern, is the new Jack Ryan show on Amazon Prime or whatever.
I'm trying to think of the title sequence now.
Well, what's great about the title sequence is it's the split screen, and I'm a sucker for this, and we've done this here at work in some projects for clients stuff, where you have the split screen where one object is kind of silhouetted and tied into another object, right? So it's half of the rotary of a helicopter, right? And you get that circular sort of movement of the helicopter, right? But then it's mirrored on the other half of the screen with like a cup of coffee. Right. And these two different things that make these very simple geometric shapes. Right. So the typography, I mean, the music's fine. It's like, oh, espionage, CIA, thriller, things are happening. Right. But graphically, where like I look at Saul Bass from a type perspective or Pink Panther and Seven type, right. The Jack Ryan one for me is really all about the visuals. It's very simple, modern type kind of coming in, doing its thing.
Is it video that they're doing split screen with, or is it graphics?
It's video. Yeah. It's all video. So it's like, it's a bullet on one side of the screen, and then it is a team of people rowing from,
I think I remember this, actually.
So it's all motion. I mean, it's subtle motion, right? But it's these very simple geometric shapes that are sort of flushed out in three-dimensional, moving pictures, right? Video, right?
That's cool.
And it's just really, really well-crafted. And it ties in really well to the Jack Ryan kind of narrative, what a badass that guy is, I guess, you know.
Ivy League.
Yeah.
CIA and let me do it myself kind of guy.
Yeah. But it's like half kind of the military aspect of things and then half like everyday objects and sort of what's happening in Virginia or DC and things like that. It's pretty cool. It's really, really well done. So
it's Virginia.
Yeah.
I believe Langley
is
in Virginia.
Yeah, Virginia. Yeah, for sure. So... they show like monument,
it's
DC, you get all that stuff.
You got to cross the Potomac.
Yeah. I mean, and again, I would say anybody, if you're interested in motion graphics or you're working on a video project or what, I mean, you Google, any of these things are going to be on everybody's list. You know, I mean, there's going to be the top 100, opening credits on BuzzFeed or whatever, there's going to be all sorts of stuff, right?
Elastic TV does so many of the HBO ones.
They've hit a niche there, which is pretty
it's
cool.
It's really all they do.
Yeah.
They did the intro to Yellowstone, which I thought was actually really, really good.
Nice.
But they have a wonderful portfolio. You can just go look at every, and you'll be surprised how many different things they did.
Totally agreed.
But it's such a big business now that there are firms that are
studios. Like, that's
the
all
only
they do.
Thing they do.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's pretty interesting.
Absolutely.
And yet they still give you the skip button. So.
Well, do us all designers a favor and don't skip. How about that?
Yeah.
So.
At least not the first episode.
Not the first one. Yeah. No, you gotta set the tone, man.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. No, I'm with you. I'm with you on that one. So. All right. I think, you know, again, we could probably talk about this for another 10 years on all of our favorite sort of motion graphics, but that's kind of some of our fun ones, you know, as we're kicking about working on projects and things, you know, some things, some old ones, some new ones. I mean, I'm dipping back to the 50s and then all the way to Jack Ryan here. So a good range. So yeah, I think that'll wrap it up for today. Where can the people find us?
Kyle? Online at, online at mocktheagency.com and on the socials at mocktheagency.
All right, cool. All right, we'll talk. Yeah, that's all good, man. All right. That's all good. All right, we'll talk to you guys next time.